HK, mobile. That LK mobile. Good evening, Patrick. Shane, you on your way home yet, or are you still working? But I can tell you must not be, because the way you said your call, you sounded like you were happy instead of working. How about that?
Working on trying to have a positive attitude, let's put it that way.
We're going to have to work on that attitude there, Patrick, in general TR, and I need a word with Mr. Shane.
Right ahead, KO4HK.
I was at the Dr. Glazer's office for my eyes at Clemson Eye down there on Pelham Road, and I asked him about you, being you mentioned being farsighted, if I remembered rightly, but he asked your age, and I didn't know, so I said 40s just by your voice. Hope that makes you feel good. And he says, we have three doctors here, if he's in that age group, that does LASIK. And we definitely can fix you up. And if you're older and have cataracts in it like I do, he fixed me up. And by the way, my eyes checked 20/20 today. In 4ZLK in 0TR.
Shane, the 40s compliment. I just turned 52 Saturday, so that's kind of nice. But yeah, I appreciate that. I didn't know they were doing that yet. I hadn't checked into it. But boy, it would be nice not to have to put glasses on anymore.
Well, you got that right, Shane. And now in my hand here, I have an envelope that I personally printed out for you. And I picked up two brochures down there and talked to him with it about you. And you'd still be in that age group. You don't have cataracts, I assume. They have three doctors there that do LASIKs. The if you go down there, the first examination is totally free, doesn't cost you anything, and it's real easy to get to. They're working on the parking lot in front of it right now, but it's a beautiful place. And Dr. Glazer does the cataract stuff, and the three other doctors do the LASIKs, and they have offices here, and I know they got one at Anderson, and I would assume Clemson, means it's Clemson Eye Center. But I'll send you these brochures, and he was happy with the brochures, and I stopped by Dave's and stuck an envelope in his mailbox with those brochures, because he had talked about it, but he's in a different age group. But at any rate, you know, it's nice. The only glasses I wear are sunglasses. And, boy, I can shoot better too, Patrick. Yeah, go ahead, Patrick.
Get that information myself. I don't have to wear glasses all the time, but my eyesight is getting worse and worse. So I may need that before long.
Well, here's the good side. It's totally painless. You'd spend more time in the waiting room than you do during the surgery. Absolutely zero painless. And it's just awesome. I had 2,400 myopia nearsightedness. I couldn't see the big E on the eye chart. And for the last 3 years, I think I had it done 3 years ago. I'm telling you, having 20/20 vision and reading that last line on the eye chart is pretty exhilarating. Go ahead, Shane.
Thanks, Tom. I'll look forward to getting that information. Now, my wife is real nearsighted. She's basically legally blind without her glasses, probably similar to yours. It's pretty high up there. But thank you. I don't know why I haven't thought about it. I wear sunglasses too, but I have two pair of glasses. I've got my prescription sunglasses and my regular glasses that I wear indoors. So that would be nice just to be able to use regular sunglasses with no prescription. N4ZLK, and I'm going to make this my last one because I'm almost back to the building, and I got one more to go, Patrick. Another hour turnaround, trailer swap out, so it'll be later tonight. You guys have a good evening. Thanks, Tom and Patrick. Good to hear you. N4ZLK.
ink machine, and I'll get a stamp on this and mail it out. And I don't know how long mail will take. You're about 28 miles, so probably 3 or 4 days. I looked you up on QRZ, but you didn't have your age there, so I wasn't sure. Anyways, Patrick, go ahead. Have a good day and a safe day. Shane, I show 92 degrees here and 47% humidity and a 92 degree wind chill. High. Go ahead, Patrick.
Shane, good to talk to you this afternoon. And you stay safe out there on you finishing up and on your way home. And Tom, I'll be around for just a few more minutes.
I was just making out this envelope to Shane here, and I have to print everything on there because nobody can read script anymore. I guess that's being sadistic or whatever they call it, but that's about the truth. But I just been sitting there looking at the computer. I just ran out and checked the chickens. OMG, it is hot out there, Patrick. Hope you had a good day and a successful day.
Full day. I had to work on the tool truck today. I had to run down parts for that. But I did finish my route. I got everything done that I needed to do. And I'm home a few minutes early still, so it's been a good day.
Well, I had to have my eyes dilated today. They don't do that every time. But I would imagine initially they do, and I hate that because they stay. Well, you need sunglasses, put it that way. And they stay dilated on me for about 4 hours. And they only have to use one drop on mine. The light-colored eyes. So when Bernice goes, and she had her cataract surgery down there, too, and she also has 20/20. The technology there is like I've never seen. And I've had my eyes checked since I was in the fifth grade and got glasses. And it's just totally amazing the amount of technology, the machines you go through, you know, you look into and that are all electronic now. And, of course, some of the optometrists shop them, but they don't have ones like he's got. And it's a beautiful, magnificent building, and they're very nice. And in the wintertime, there's a big fireplace there you can go in and sit down by. But they're expanding their parking lot now. It's kind of a mess over to one side. But it's really nice, and I don't mind having to carry sunglasses, but regular glasses, you know, they hurt your ears. You forget them, you set on them, you lose them, yada, yada, yada. And if you can do without them, buddy, save your pennies up and get that done someday.
I'm just having to wear readers. I can't see close up, so that's the only thing I'm having to deal with. But I went 45 years without having to have anything. And trying to get used to wearing glasses at all is a challenge, let's put it that way, for me.
It's a blessing not to have to depend on them. If something's very teeny, teeny, tiny, like the little bitty writing on a medicine bottle, and I'm not talking about the prescription, I'm talking about that little bitty stuff, and you know, like you see these ads on TV and they want to hide all that crap down at the bottom of the ad that they assume that you can't read. Patrick, I can read every line of that, except they run it by so fast you can't hardly read it all. But that'll give you an idea how good it is. Now, they put beans I had cataracts, and everybody gets cataracts. It's just a matter of time. But they put one lens in one side for long range, and I think they put the other lens in the other side for short range. So all together, it comes up with 20/20. And it's just so fast. It's unbelievable. I went to this surgery center down there where they do it, and I spent more time in the waiting room than I did getting my eyes fixed. And you don't even wear any patch on your eye or anything, and it's absolutely 1,000% painless.
that in mind. But Tom, I have arrived at my QTH, so I'm going to say 7-3. Thanks for the information, and good to talk to you this afternoon. You and Miss Bernice stay safe out there, and I'll talk to you on down the log, KO4HK. I'll be clear.
Okay, Patrick, pleasure's all mine. You have a good day, sir. And stay out of that heat as much as you can. Give the wife a hug, and we'll talk to you later. KO4HKX in 0TR, I'm clear, and QRT.
KO4ZEW, mobile.
I'll give you a signal report if you give me a little longer transmission, and then I'm going to go, because if I don't stand up and go, I'm old, and I start getting leg cramps here. Hope you're having a good day. This is N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey. This is Ben. I'm mobile. I just drove through a dip, so it might have had a little bit of a scratchiness there. I should be out of it by now, but rambled on a little bit so you could get a read on the signal.
A great signal there. Was that Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Oscar Kilo? Is that correct?
Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey.
Yeah, I was old. Let's see, KO 4. And Ben, so I'll write it down there, and I got her written down right, even though I'm 74 and I flunked hooked on phonics, Ben, so, but I can count.
Got their strong point. At the tail end of that cataract, I've got a system, I'm 48, got one in my eye. We're keeping an eye on it. I'm not ready for surgery yet, but it was good to hear your feedback about it. Thanks.
Yeah, I was an industrial electrician for 50 years and electronic technician, worked on very large machine tools for 32 years, and then I worked in a wheel plant for 4 years, and I worked in a printing facility, and lastly, but not least, a hospital as a technician. And I'll tell you, when you was messing around changing transistors and integrated circuits, and you were nearsighted, it was a bugger. But I usually had on magnifiers. But I don't want any of this dealings with this surface mount technology they got in these things now, Ben.
To that, I've done my fair share of soldering and flashing EEPROMs with a little UV box and everything. Yeah, the surface mount stuff's so much harder to do. But, well, yeah, I'm getting my destination. Like you said, you have to get up and move around a little bit. So, Tom, good to talk to you. And I will catch you on the air, KO4ZEW.
Oh, that sounds very familiar, the little UV box and the EEPROMs. You pull that little tape off and you get all zeros, I think, out. I can't, or ones. I can't remember. But anyways, I didn't write the programs. There was another factory guy there from Allen Bradley, I think it was, that done that. It was a bandit control on an older machine that had been married to it. It brings back lots of old memories there, Ben. So you've been around a while. All right, 73's Ben. Have a nice day. KO4, Zulu Echo Whiskey in 0TR clear.
Thank you. Thanks. KO4 the EW clear.